It's a very basic question. Can you use cinnamon for besamim or not? You know, most people use cinnamon. It's very easily, you usually have it in your cupboard. It's very easy to, you know, get. Can you use cinnamon? Yes, sir. Wait, 1 second. Let's first we'll do this. No, then. I haven't said anything yet.
No, because you said cinnamon.
That's
yeah.
Another
week's
story.
Wait, can I what?
Oh,
I'm not sure. Tea bag. I need another 10 minutes for tea bags. But for now, let's do cinnamon first. So the shaila is cinnamon edible? First, you have to know, is it edible? And what bracha do you make on cinnamon? That's step one. Step one, Shulchan Aruch and Reish Beis, at the end of Reish Beis, talks about what bracha you make on cinnamon. And Shulchan Aruch writes that on... Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're talking about straight up cinnamon, eating cinnamon.
As a spice, it's
okay. I'm not up to spice yet. First, it says val kaniwa ratzavom or tzimmerind, which I believe is cinnamon. It says on the bottom here kinamon, which is cinnamon, right? I think so. No,
yeah.
Okay, good. Make sure I'm not crazy here. Bori priya adama. He says Shulchan Aruch says you make a hadama on such a cinnamon. It's likely talking about cinnamon sticks over here. Unclear from Shulchan Aruch if we're talking about ground cinnamon as well. But clearly the bracha is ha'adam. Now we move to, yeah.
You don't eat the cloves and you use
cloves.
No, we wouldn't say, so cloves we'll get to in a second, but we're going to get to that as well. But we'll contrast perhaps cloves to cinnamon in a minute. But for here, we're talking about, let's just focus on cinnamon first. Again, you could be here all night, but I think you'd be more upset than I would be. So if we turn to Reish Tes Zayin, so now we go to, okay, now we know the bracha is ha'adama, cinnamon is edible, apparently. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch gives you the rules. How do you know what bracha to make on smell on all these items? So Shulchan Aruch says, "Im zeh yotzmen orech eitz, if it's from a tree, in other words, you have a leaf from a tree, o min eitz, mevarech bari atzei besamim." Okay. "Vimu esev, it's a grass, mevarech bari asvei besamim." So far, so good. If it's not a grass or a tree, imein alo min eitz, lo min esev, kamo amusak, which is some smell which came from an animal, from a live animal. So then, bore minim besamim. Then you make bore minim besamim. Then Shulchan Aruch says, vim haya pri, roi la achila. If it's edible, it's a fruit which is edible, then mevarech hanosin reach tov baperus. Then you make a difference. You smell an esrog, Mishnah Berurah says, ke esrog v'tapuach o pri adama shemereach reach tov. I don't know if a potato has a good smell, but you make a vegetable that you make that has a good smell, you would make a special bracha instead of a nosin reach tov beperus. Okay, based on this, cinnamon should be what? What bracha should you make on cinnamon?
Reach
tov, right? We just said it's adama, it's presumably that. Comes along the next page, you don't even need to turn sifim. It's the same sif, but later on in the sif, Shulchan Aruch says, Val kaniwa, and kalua, which we said, kaniwa is tzimmering, cinnamon. You say, what bracha? You say, mevarech hanosin reach tov beperus. Exactly what you said. Because since we said it's adama, it's an edible fruit or vegetable, you make borei hanosin reach tov beperus. So far, so good. That's what you would do if you smell cinnamon. Now, comes along Mr. Brewer and gets into the difference between cloves. Because cloves, what bracha do you make on the Shaar Tzion talks about this. He says that there's a Chai Adam that says on cloves, really you should make a Borei Mine Besamim. And in fact, Borei Mine Besamim, I forgot to tell you one more point, Borei Mine Besamim covers everything B'dieved. It's not, it's kind of like the Shahakol, it's, you're not supposed to rely upon it, but it covers it B'dieved. Fine. Comes along the barrel, Shaar Tzion, and he says, well, there's a Chai Adam that says by cloves, really you should ideally make a borei mine besamim, because no one really eats cloves straight up, and even though it may be edible, no one eats it, it's a borei mine besamim. But what about cinnamon? He says, in contrast to cinnamon, says the Shaar Tzion, sounds like the Shaar Tzion is saying cinnamon, you would still ideally make a nosin reach tov v'perus. There are some achronim who want to say that, oh, really the Shaar Tzion means that cinnamon also should be made a borei mine besamim, but I don't think it's so clear to read it that way from the Shaar Tzion. It sounds like the Shaar Tzion is saying, if you smell cinnamon, you make nosin reach tov beperus. So far, you have to remember that. That's a very important fact. In fact, it's the only point you need to remember of this chabura so far, is that you make hanosin reach tov beperus if you smell cinnamon. Fine. Now we need to go to the next step. Next step is that true? Halach l'maisa, if you have cinnamon, which is ground up, and you eat it, so do you make a hadama still? And the contrary, the caraway of that would be really, is well, what about if you smell it? Because if again, if you say you don't make a bracha on cinnamon, if you eat it, so then the bracha you make on smell goes back to borei minei besamim, and that's very important for us. So if you look at the Sefer on Brachos, the Zosa Bracha, in the back, all the way in the back, in his little footnote, he says, Bismanazah, things are different, he says. Venirisha Bismanazah ain't regiven achal levado. Who eats cinnamon straight up? Ela ketavlin, it's like a spice. Uberchaso shahakal. So all of a sudden now, it doesn't have a hadama to it. Now what would you make if you smell cinnamon? Presumably you would make a brei minei besamim. And in fact, that's exactly what the Beir Halacha, not the Beir Halacha, the Beirur Halacha, which is Rav Avadia Yosef's son, Rabbi, I believe it's of David Yosef, so someone speaks in Chazak here, so when it comes to America, but so he paskins, and also that halacha l'maisa you make on cinnamon, borei minei besamim, because again, it's not really edible, it wouldn't have a hadama, so the corollary for the smelling would be a borei minei besamim. Okay, so far so good. Now we need to go to Havdalah, the final step. So what? How do you understand what you do by Havdalah? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa that lechachila you should use something which is borei minei besamim for Havdalah. Kagon, cloves, like a clove. Tziporin, which according to Google Translate is a clove. That's it. I know what tziporin is. According to Google Translate, you can look it up, it says it's a clove. I don't know if that's true, but we'll trust that. So so the ideal thing to make Havdalah on would be a clove. However, it says, okay, b'di'evit, if you have to use something else, you could use something else. But we're not b'di'evit Jews. L'charchila, it says, you should use a clove because that is borei minei besamim. So now I ask you, well, what about cinnamon then? If cinnamon is the same thing that ideally you make a borei minei besamim, so then, like the Beir Halacha, Rav David Yosef said, and like the Zosa Bracha says, then you could ideally use cinnamon for Havdalah. But if you say like L'charchila, but if you say that ideally, what bracha do you make on the smell of cinnamon? You make a Reach Tov, an Osein Reach Tov Beperos, so then you shouldn't use cinnamon with L'charchila. So what do you do? So I guess Halacha L'maisa, you could rely on the Beir Rur Halacha and the Zosa Bracha, which says that you would make a Borei Minei Besamim, and you could use cinnamon, and everything would be good, but I have 2 more minutes left. Yeah? Well, really, 1.5 minutes left. So based on this, cinnamon would be totally okay. Everything would be great. You could rely on this, that you make a Borei Minei Besamim. The problem is where do you keep your cinnamon? No, in your house, where's the cinnamon? In the spice cabinet, right? It's not in your Shabbos cabinet, necessarily. So comes along the Chazon Ish. Now, the Chazon Ish says 2 chumras. One is that he says that he doesn't think you should make Havdalah at all on an esrog, or something which is a smelling fruit which is edible. So that would seem to imply, but if you say cinnamon is the same thing, again, you're running into that problem. So that's strike one against cinnamon. Second strike against cinnamon is the Shmir Shabbos quotes this Chazon Ish, who says that even if you take the cinnamon with the intent to make Havdalah, if it's fundamentally something which is in your spice cabinet, which is edible, in other words, it's in the place where you keep all your other spices that your wife adds to the cholent, if that's the case, you can't use it for Havdalah. It has to be completely dedicated, something, even if you use it, you take it and say, I'm hereby going to use it for, you know, a Havdalah right now, and you take it from your spice cabinet, no can do. Oh, it's, I'm not sure. It sounds that it would be a problem. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, so that's what the Chazon Ish says. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos, Kol Chas, says, it's very nice. It's a big chumrah. He says, Miyachadim kufsam miyuchedes l'besamim shamotzei Shabbos. You should have a dedicated Shabbos cabinet where you keep your just besamim for that, but it's only mitzvah min amuvchar. It's only a nice idea. You want to be machmir for the Chazon Ish? Fine, but you don't have to do it. Finally, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, in Kovetz Halachas, says the same thing. He quotes this Chazon Ish, but he says, Avohu neged kol poskim. Chazon Ish is connected kol poskim, and therefore you don't have to dedicate your cinnamon container in a separate thing for Havdalah. It's enough as long as you take it with the intent to make up for Avdala, that would be sufficient. So I guess in the end of the day, you could use it, but there's definitely, you could use it for both. You could use it for eating, cooking, and for besamim. But ideally, the best thing to do is have a dedicated Shabbos cabinet where you have just a special besamim for that.